And welcome back to The Great Exchange. Today we're talking about law and gospel.
Matt, as you mentioned, the prophets using law and gospel, a story comes to mind, and it's from 2 Samuel chapters 11 and 12, and it's the story of David and Bathsheba, but more importantly, what happens after David and Bathsheba. Most of you guys will remember that story where David steals away Uriah's wife, Bathsheba, and gets her pregnant, and then has Uriah killed. And then the part that we often don't look at and we forget about is what happens right after in chapter 12, where the prophet Nathan comes to talk to David about his sin. Nathan lays out a case basically of a rich man who steals a poor man's sheep to sacrifice for, or not sacrifice, but to kill, to cook up for his visitors. And so after the case is presented, David says, well, whoever that rich man was that stole the poor man's only sheep, that man should die. And then Nathan reveals that this was a story that he was telling about David himself and how he had stolen away Uriah's wife and had him killed and things. And we're going to pick up in chapter 12, verse 13. After this, David has been convicted of his sins, and David says to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. Confesses his sin, and Nathan replies, the Lord has taken away your sin. You are not going to die. So that was Nathan applying the law doing its work in convicting David of his sin, David confessing, and then Nathan presenting him with the gospel, just the assurance that the Lord has forgotten your sin has been forgiven. It's just a beautiful picture of law and gospel in the Old Testament.
Yeah, when he goes, you are the man, and it's like, gulp.
Yep.
Yeah. I need Jesus. I need forgiveness. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with some more Law and Gospel. You're listening to The Great Exchange.